Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
Belloc, what are the two choices? Well, the church will be reduced by our modern enemies to political impotence, to numerical insignificance, and so far as public appreciation goes, to silence. Well, that's happened. Or the Catholic Church will, in this case, as throughout the past, react more strongly against her enemies than her enemies have been able to react against her. She will recover and extend her authority and will rise once more to the leadership of civilization which she made. That's right, the church made the civilization that Luther revolted against. He didn't want that civilization. He wanted to have fling-dings with his mistress. He wanted to not have to go to confession. He wanted to not have, well, worry about whether or not he was in a state of grace when he received actual body blood of our Lord. And on and on and on. Those mistakes compounded and then placed on steroids today. It's no wonder. It's no wonder. What remains, what is vibrant, what is alive, what is growing, what is exciting? Tradition. The old way, because it contained at its root the right way. Truth, your intellect. If you don't believe in evolution, you're a created being. God created that intellect in you, and he created it to love him, not to love sex and birth control and your simple pleasures, to love him. When you start directing things in that, when life itself is directed that way, things that we see today can't happen. And if they do rear their ugly, sinful heads, they're put down. And no one thinks anything of it other than to be thankful that we're rid of that. Belloc, in a word, either we of the faith shall become a small, persecuted, neglected island amid mankind, I'm cool with that, or we shall be able to lift at the end of the struggle the old battle cry, Christus imperat. There's more of that Latin no one wants to speak anymore.